Blog Talk Radio.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother sheds tears of joy as baby kisses is lost. My dad is not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skin and chin and taps on his knee. Another victim bullet out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it ain't all good. Welfare and that it can't find, and it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. A son is born, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard that my hands gray. You got to make a change. It's a brand new day.
It's a new day.
To another, welcome family. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It All. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with us, and for that we're grateful. We're going to pick up kind of where we left off last week. This way we can clarify, and we want to get, you know, individuals that's on the line, comment or ask questions. If for those of you who have been with us throughout this year's journey, then you know that whenever you hear me speak, you heard me speak about us and what was a solution that would help us get past what we've been dealing with in this so-called United States, which they call America. Now, through all of that, I've been blessed divinely to get the proper information, to get information to be able to do what it is that I was talking about. I don't know who, you know, if you, those of you remember that I was talking about creating our own government, apart from the government that's previously established. Now, I've come to find out that it has already began. There are already states who have created their own government by having constitution, a state seal, and a flag, and having an inauguration and being voted in. States have been created. However, the goal is to create the 52 states, to create states throughout this now so-called United States and make it states for us. But first, we have to release some of the old doctrine that has been embedded in our minds, that has chained our brains. We have to have faith that what we are doing is truly going to benefit us in a manner that all of us have desired for so long. We have to believe this, but we have to be willing to have a rebirth of the mind, because what we've been taught has been all lies. They flipped everything upside down, and they've made us think we were other than who we are, and they put themselves, and I'm talking about the colonists, the colonizers, the ones who came to this land when we were already here, established, and made it appear that we were not established and utilized our laws and expanded them in a manner where they put us under their laws. Now that the information has resurfaced, it's time for us to rectify that. Like we've been calling, you know, many of us have been saying, we want reparations. We want to repair it. We want to repair what has been done to us. Now we have an opportunity. But first, we have to let go of those labels. All right? With that being said, I'm going to go to Brother Jay, are you ready? I'm going to go to, you know, the first video and let you guys listen. Then we'll come back and then we'll go to the other videos after that.
Yeah, I'm, right. I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
All right.
All right.
American Heritage Dictionary. First definition we're going to go to, we're going to go to the definition of black. This definition is a long read. Please pay attention. The definition of black.
Really?
Yes, I am ready, bro. Black.
An adjective.
Oh, let's start right there. I've been teaching these classes for 2 years. This is the first brother. Out of 50 brothers and sisters or 100 brothers and sisters that came that told you to impart the speech. Congratulations, brother. Black, adjective. Let's write this down. Because you got to understand on how to read. He said black was an adjective. So if black is an adjective, what does that mean, Brandon? And if it's an adjective? If black's an adjective, it means it's not real. That chair is black.
Mm-hmm.
That garbage can is black. My car is black.
Mm-hmm.
An adjective is not a person, place, or thing. So right off the back in the dictionary, it says black is a what? Adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Blacker, blackest. Being of the darkest achromatic visual value, producing or reflecting comparatively little light and having no...
Stop. Little light. They say light is knowledge. They just said anybody calling themselves black has little light, which has no what? Knowledge. Keep going. Has no predominant what?
Hue.
Has no predominant hue. You have no credibility. People.
Having no light whatsoever.
No light. They said it again.
They told you twice.
They had told you twice you have little light. And then now they came back and said you have no light whatsoever. What you going to do about it? Keep going.
Belonging to an ethnic group. Having dark skin.
Oh, dark skin. See, I just pointed out again. Yeah. Let's get real brave. I'm going to do this. Let's get real brave again. If you call yourself black, you were brought into an ethnic group that has dark skin. You have little light, which means you have no light, and you have no brown in you. You have no standing at all.
Yeah.
Keep on.
Yeah. Dark in color or having parts that are dark in color. Used with animal and plant names.
Mm-hmm.
Soil.
Oh, soil. Stop. Soil is what? What is soil? That means you're dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You are soil. Means you're dirty. Anybody calling themselves black is soil, which means you're dirty.
Mm-hmm. So they said that you have no knowledge.
No knowledge. Come on.
And then they're going to say that you're dirty.
You're dirty. Keep going, but these people want to be black. Mm. Everybody want to be black. Keep going.
have evil and sinister.
Okay, hold on 1 second, man. They gonna go there, huh? Evil.
They went there.
Sinister. Keep going.
Cheerless
and depressing. Oh, you know I read that thing 100 times.
I want to.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Cheerless and depressing.
Gloomy. Angered.
Stop there. Don't they always say, well, we don't want to get them mad. Mm-hmm. We're just angry people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, black is beautiful. Black lives matter. Black lives don't matter. Black is simply the word too dead in the eyes of the law.
Sometimes capital.
Stop. See, I thought you would get to it.
Okay.
What does sometimes capital mean? Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL.
Okay.
Yeah, Major League Baseball. For all you people who think baseball is surrounded with the so-called white people, no, it is not. All the Venezuelans, the Colombians, and the Mexicans are all Moors.
Mm-hmm.
Moors rule all the Caribbean islands.
Mm-hmm.
Every sport has Moors all through it. Even NHL, because the Europeans have Moors blood, what? Running through them. We are the dominant gene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what sometimes happens to me. Sometimes we can make money off these so-called black people,
mm-hmm.
these black folks. Keep going.
Attended with disaster.
Okay, attend, you got to speak louder so they can hear you, my good brother.
Attended
with disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You were born disastrous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't write this book. I want you to understand this is coming out of the American Heritage Dictionary. We didn't make this up. We don't need to make this up. We're just going to read you the truth on what they think about you. Keep going.
Of or designating a form of humor.
Oh, humor.
Dealing with the abnormal and grotesque aspects of life and society.
They just called us abnormal and grotesque aspects of society.
Mm-hmm.
South side of Chicago, east side of Detroit, east side of Denver, grotesque society y'all are in.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all grotesque. Y'all make me sick, you black people.
I say it right here.
But sometimes you are capital to me. So I'll deal with you. If we were so grotesque, if you didn't like us so much, why don't you send us home? You can't because we already at home. We on Madrid, Al-Aqsa, far northwest of the Moroccan Empire. You can't kick us out because we have original indigenous. You're the foreigner. You came over.
Mm-hmm.
So they made concentration camps and they put us in. Jail cells, hoods. They said, we can't put them out, so let's put together concentration camps where they all live together.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
And invoking a sense of the comedy of human despair and failure.
Human despair and failure. Despair and failure. American Heritage Dictionary definition of black. Human despair and failure.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Indicating or incurring censure or dishonor.
Dishonor. See, you're never going to see me, Brandon, without my pen on.
Mm-hmm.
To the left, because that's the power.
Yep.
You're never going to see me without my turban or my fez on.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to read it for yourself. I want you to stick with, I want this to stick to you like peanut butter and jelly.
Informal,
mm-hmm.
Absolute, confirmed, wearing black clothing.
Yeah. Did you know they part of speech?
It is,
okay.
An achromatic color value of minimum whiteness,
achromatic color value of minimal what?
Lightness.
Lightness.
They said you have little for most lesser value.
That's right. And minimum lightness. It says you had no light at all. Then it comes back and says, well, you get a minimum light.
Mm-hmm.
See how they going to try to play games with you?
Yep.
But they said, now, we just went too hard on them. Because they get into the end. They tell you the truth at the beginning. Right? And then they what? End it with something where they want you to think about.
Exactly.
Well, they did say we had minimum. So maybe it ain't that bad at all. See how the colonizers play games with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're in a psychosis, because they keep playing games with our brains.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Now, how many of you heard some of the descriptions, like grotesque? Now, grotesque. Now, let's think. Let's think about all the young sisters, the young ladies who are getting their bodies done. Why? They feel like they're grotesque? They feel like they don't look good enough, so they have to get their bodies done? So we gotta really look at this black thing where they say you don't have light, you don't have knowledge. So they play the black people for fools. So we're looking and we're studying because they know. The colonizers know who we are and that we were here, like the brother said. Why they never send us back? We already know that they got laws that for people who are not here, if you break the law, they send you back. So if we really from Africa, how come those of us who broke the law, they never sent us back? They never sent us back to Africa because it's a lie. We have to realize and come to grips that they've been gaming us. Why do you think came up with Peep Game TV? Because we done peeped the game now. So now it's time to put the game out there. Now it's time to stick game to the people so they can peep the game and know, look, we've been lied to. We've been played. Like Malcolm X said, we've been hoodwinked. And we have to accept it. That it happened in the past, but we don't have to accept it now. Now that we have a way to repair it, and all we have to do is what Sister Lisa and Nicole was talking about. Let go. We have to let go something that we like calling ourselves. We have to let go calling ourselves black. We have to let it go. Because they already got a view, and they're not going to change that view. They may alter it when you look on the internet, but ultimately, that's a view that's embedded in the fiber of this so-called United States. It's embedded. So we wonder, oh, they don't like us because we're black. The race, they so racist. No, they don't like you because in law, you don't exist. And they have the rights to do whatever they will and choose to because you don't have a nationality. Let's go back to what my brother Jay Sean said last night when he was saying that Dominicans and other people come to here. They establish businesses and they trade off and prosper. One get into the business, he lead a business in a year, go open another business, let the other one do it, vice versa. Why are we not doing that? Because first of all, many of us don't even know where we're from or who we are. If you don't know who you are and you don't know where you're from, how are you going to make that type of movement? Now, the truth is here. The jig is up. Now it's time for us to go ahead and start doing what we need to do. Starting with letting go those labels, reclaiming our nationality. Our nationality and building, creating states so that we can tell them they can keep those civil rights. We got human rights. And human rights is nothing more than what God gave each man. Look at it this way, people, family. Look at it like this. The colonizers came here from Britain. They came here, welcomed them in, showed them how to till the land, showed them a number of things, even how to put together the government. They put together the government, and they wrote us out. They wrote us out of the government. They made us less than a citizen. We became aliens or subjects. So we were less than a citizen. And many of us, we can bear witness to it. Anybody on this line that call themselves black or person of color can bear witness to they've had their foot on your throat, or they put their foot in your butt anytime they felt like it. And what could you do about it? Because you had no protection. The ones that were supposed to protect you would be sometimes the main ones that's putting their foot in your butt or murdering you. And you wonder why. And you run into them. You run into these people saying, give us a break. Help us out. You know, look out for us. We need you to protect us. They have no intentions on protecting you. Not ever. Why? Because they're on your land, and as long as they keep you without any light, without any knowledge, afraid to put together your own states, afraid to let go calling yourself black, African American, or person of color, because you think you're going to be missing out on something, but all you're going to do is be giving up the chains that bind you. We talk about we free. No, you're not free, because you're still bounded. You're still bounded as an alien, as a subject in a land that belongs to you. Because you've been mistaught. You've been mistreated. And these things, many of us on the line already know. So why are we going to continue when we have the information that can free us? We're going to continue to accept the abuse. Are we really what they say? Are we really blind? You know, are we really all those derogatory labels, that the descriptions that they use when they call us black? So it's simple. Let black go, and those descriptions don't apply to you anymore. Let person of color go. Let calling yourself an African American go. And claim your identity, claim your nationality, and start studying, start looking up treaties, start looking up past history, law, because what binds us more than anything in this country? The laws. The laws were created for what? For one purpose, to keep us from recognizing and moving forward and reclaiming our land. That's why they gave us these laws. But divine intervention has overcame what they wanted to do. And it's time for us as a people to reunite, reclaim, and do what we need to do, and that's create those states so that we can have protection from those states. I urge all of you who are on the line to start with AMPAC study session one. Start with that and just keep going. Keep watching. Find time out of your day to study that, to watch those videos. That's AMPAC study session one. I personally, and if you like, you know, some of you watch one, you get a little idea, you look at 11, but start with one. Start looking. Look at what we are capable of doing. And it's already happening, but as I said, we have to let go the labels. And those of you who are on the line with us a few weeks ago, you heard me, Black and Unproud. I'm screaming. I'm ready to put together a whole movement using the black, because they had me hoodwinked. They had me blind. So there's nothing wrong with being blind, as long as you're willing to open up your mind so that you can see. You know, they played us. They gamed us. They gamed us, and that's okay. The real thing is the game ain't over. We still got some moves to make. They haven't checkmated us. They've been trying to checkmate us for centuries. They haven't checkmated us. So now it's time for us to checkmate them. Any of you who know anything about chess, it's time for us to checkmate them. And the only way we can do that is by letting go of those labels and reclaiming our nationality. And I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to go to the next video. Jay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now.
Okay.
The last one I went a little bit over. I was I was caught up listening.
you said it, huh? That's right. You said it. That's cool. That's cool, though.
This one, I think, is only a minute and 48 seconds, though.
Yeah. It's short. You know,
okay.
It's short.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right.
This is a sword. The pen is mightier than the sword. Your pen and this book are synonymous. You must study law. More specifically, international law, because that is the sword. And how do we knock the Wizard of Oz unconscious? How do we knock the United States of America unconscious? With an ancient and archaic law called common law that doesn't have a hyphen. The positive common law of Moorish principles, Moorish constitution. We built civilization around the world, we can reach back. Remember, the colonists didn't write this book. They copyrighted this book, copy-paste from the Moors. They're using our laws to enslave us. Remember, they told us it was illegal for us to read and write. So therefore, what they do, they knocked us unconscious. They reversed the Goliath story on us. We were Goliath. They hit us in the head, not unconscious. After that, they chopped our head off with a sword called mesquite, hypothecation. We got to reverse that. And they remind themselves by black law and brown law, they remind themselves of what their obligations are, their charge, deem theirs, to keep the Moor from waking up and making a claim to the East State, which is Article 22 of the Treaty of Peace and Friendship. See, Moors can't make a demand to the estate unless they're conscious they have a nationality and have a state. We got to use our ancient principles. Let's continue.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Moore.
Okay, welcome back. Now, anybody who listened, chime in. You heard what Brother J. Bay said, that they took our nationality, they took our land with a pen, with laws, with the Constitution, creating the Constitution. We can create a Constitution because we come from the people who created it first. So we can do it. Why not? Why keep running talking about we trying to vote for one of them and we know they haven't done nothing for us in centuries? What's going to make them change? What's going to make them? This coming year going to be the year that they're going to decide to show equality? To be just? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. I don't think it's in their nature when it comes to us. Because if it was, they would have done it already. If it was, they would have honored the treaty and we would have been coexisting anyway. They wouldn't have written us out and said we were dead and made us believe we were dead and made us believe we didn't exist and made us believe they brought us here on a slave ship, which those of us who was 5%ers used to say the good ship Jesus. They brought us over here on the good ship Jesus when they hit us in the head with the Bible. You know, that's what we used to say then. But right now, we done fast forward. We already got the solution now, people. So only one stopping us right now is us. Those of us who say, man, they ain't gonna listen to us. We come to them and, you know, we do our constitution. We come to them and tell them we no longer under their jurisdiction. They're not gonna listen to us. That's why the brothers say international law. Because there's certain things, that's why you're gonna have to study international law. You're gonna have to study conventions, treaties, and declarations, and domestic law. You're going to have to study in order to be a Moor, in order to be a Moroccan, a Sharifan. You're going to have to be competent. You're going to have to be able to do something and be successful at it and complete it and be knowledgeable. But you can't do it as long as you hold that black label over your head, because you're not going to see the light. You're going to stay in the darkness. That's why they tell you black, so you can stay in the darkness, keep you in the dark. You got them in the dark, keep them dark. We used to say something back in the day, got them dumb, keep them dumb. So that's where we at now. But we have an ability to rectify that. And we can only rectify it with us. You can't rectify it with them trying to ask them to change their ways. I mean, look how difficult it is for us to change our ways. Many of us struggle. So, come on, people. Come on, family. We got it. We can do this. And yes, you're gonna keep yelling the name, you know, black this, but stay conscious. Like Brother J. Bay said, they hit us in the head with the rock like Goliath knocked us out. So now we done woke up, you know, and got our head back on. So now we can think. Now we realize that what they've been doing to us has been not so much the purpose of the black and white fight against each other. No, it's been the colonists feuding with the Moors for the land. They don't want to give the land up, and they know once we realize who we are and start claiming our identity and our nationality, we get to collect our heritage. We get to collect our estate with the E. It's like when I was talking to Sister Lisa and I said, you know, she had a house, and then I began to call her a different name. I began to call her Sarah instead of Lisa. Now I got the deed, you know, and I'm holding the deed. As long as she keeps saying her name is Sarah, she's not entitled to the house until she claims Lisa. So we have to reclaim who we are, and we have to put those states together. We have to have protection. See, we supposedly was protected by the so-called United States, but we know that's a lie. We know that's a falsehood. They haven't really protected us. What have they done to us? I mean, I could go around, everybody on this phone probably have a story of something that was done to them, and they made us believe it was racism. It was based on our race, but it's based on us not claiming our nationality because they stole it with a pen. They stole our nationality, family. Anybody, you know, have a comment? You want to say something? You know, you want to say something? Add to the conversation. You're welcome. Press one.
I want to say something, Sean.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm listening to the YouTube things, right? But it's like a two-part question, really. Where is the headquarters, or where is it based, or is it a temple or a masjid or a building, or do something that you go to get this word, or you only get to hear from it on YouTube? And the second question is, I know the determined idea is to get people to stop going by the term of black and everything, but what is the ultimate final goal to get as many people as possible to recognize that they shouldn't be labeled black? And if they do that, if everybody do that, what's the final means to the cause? You know what I mean? If we all just start transforming or converting to the belief that you're talking about right now, what's the final means to it?
Great questions. First of all, when you say belief, you make it like it's a religion. It's not a religion. This is who we are. So it's not a religion. It's not a organization. It's who we are. It's our heritage. Second of all, why I'm saying to you that once the people relinquish the titles, then you come together and you start building, creating your constitution. Once you create your constitution, you have your flag and your seal. Now, you can put it wherever you want. You know, you can put a headquarters wherever you want. So it's not, so in the state of New Jersey, I don't think there's not a state yet. So that could be something you and, you know, 15 other people can do. You don't need a lot of people to actually do it, because remember, there's three branches of government that you have to fulfill just starting off. And that's the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Then you add all the other, you know, all the other. But right now, I would say the best way to get the information is by watching those videos that I suggested to you, because, and while you watching, pull it up. When the brothers start talking about treaties like, you know, the peace and friendship treaty with Morocco and Morocco Empire in America, pull it up. The Geneva Convention, you know, all of those, when you start hearing that, start pulling them up, look it, and you'll see, okay, yeah, this land is called Morocco. So if you and when we start reclaiming it back as Morocco, America becomes a foreign state. They become foreign. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All, calling you live.
You live.
Can you hear me?
I hear hear you now.
Great. Brother Shadi, I definitely appreciate you bringing out the information, giving it to the people, because that's the work that needs to be done. This is Brother Bartley Bay out of Dempty, the Moroccan state formerly known as Texas. To further answer the brother question, definitely the first start is to study the impact study sessions. That'll give you some background so that when you are ready to contact headquarters, you'll have a frame of reference to do so. The brother that posed the question is from the territory of New Jersey, and Brother Shadi is absolutely correct. We currently don't have the people who have organized themselves to start the process of becoming a Moroccan state in the territory of New Jersey. It takes a minimum, like Brother Shadi stated, three people, because that's the three branches of government. But you'll have other offices in those branches, so the more the better, because you want to start out with as many offices that you can get to be filled so that the work can be done. And the headquarters is where you pose it to be, a building. If you get access to a building, then, you know, you have a building here in Houston. We have a building in downtown Houston, and that's where our physical location is located at. And but we do the work by organizing ourselves and have weekly, daily meetings, because it's just so much work that needs to be done when you're reestablishing a Moroccan state. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, but it's exciting because it's the work that's going to lead you somewhere. It's not something that you do and it doesn't correct the problem. We finally got the information that they tried to keep it from us so that we would remain in their jurisdiction, in the United States of America, under their domestic laws, where they can literally sweep their corruption underneath their internal domestic laws. And that's why we weren't able to get out of their reach, because we were in their jurisdiction. Now that we know the proper way of getting out of their jurisdiction and to hold them accountable for all the atrocities past and present, that they have done to us, stating that, you know, they didn't, making us, some of us believe that it's us, and we know it was always them. You know, that can cause psychological damage if you allow it to do so, and some of us have, and thinking that you're crazy. But no, you're not crazy. They are just evil, and they have always been evil, and we must understand who they are. They created the United States of America to take our estates. They created states, to be more accurate, a de facto state, to take our estate with an E. And so what we must do is that we must reestablish our own states so that we can take our estates. And that's the only way that we can do it, because that's how it's been, that's how it was done to get it away from us. So we have to reverse the process by establishing our own Moroccan states and take it on the international arena, as opposed to leaving it in the local or domestic arena where they are in control. And so it's challenging because of how we've been indoctrinated day one, you know, over generations, you see. And so it's a miracle. It's an absolute miracle this way today in 2023. We're not, excuse me, we're not supposed to be talking like this. You know, we're not supposed to be conscious of this at all. Everything that they have done to us, everything that they have taught us in their institutions is geared to keep us from thinking the way that we're thinking today. And so it's just a testament. It's just a it's just an absolute miracle to be conversating like we're conversating, because literally we're supposed to be out of our minds, and I yield.
Thank you, Brother Bay. Appreciate the insight and the input. Right now we have someone else on the line, so caller, welcome to Let's Talk About It All.
As-salamu alaykum, my brothers.
Alaykum salam. What's going on?
This is
on?
Brother Miles.
Oh, okay, Miles. What's up, Miles? What's going on, man? Welcome back to the phone, brother.
I'm just sitting back listening to what y'all are talking about, because I missed a lot of the shows lately. So I just want to say, man, it was good to hear when you said that they even had you in a blindfold too, and you started to recognize that. So you know,
absolutely.
And Brother King Bay, man, that brother be dead serious on what he be speaking. I just wanted to let y'all know,
sir,
I'm listening. I'm just sitting back listening.
Okay, we appreciate it, brother. We appreciate it.
And Hassan, and my brother Hassan, keep up the good work, homie.
Well, that's tomorrow night, Miles Hassan.
Oh, yeah, that's my bad. Oh, yeah, Jay.
Jay.
You still could have gave my catfish, man, you bum.
Feel better.
Okay.
Better.
Yeah, we're happy to hear from you, Brother Miles. Appreciate you and love you, brother. Also want to announce that, you know, the next caller will be entitled to a free Peep Game T-shirt, the next caller. So whoever the next caller is, you'll be entitled, press 1, you're entitled to a Peep Game T-shirt. That being said, Jay, did between Brother Bay and I, did we clarify your questions, or you need a little more information?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
no,
basically,
dead on.
Yeah, so Yeah, so basically, as he and I were saying, those study sessions, them AMPAC study sessions, and working along with them will get you ready to be able to do you and whoever else who's competent and willing, you guys could put together the New Jersey State. You know, that's the beauty about this thing, because we don't have to wait for them. We don't have to keep begging and asking and marching and pleading, all the things that we've been doing for a number of years. With what type of results have we got? Like, as you were saying, you look at your city now. You look at the city and you see the results. So why continue doing something that's not working? It doesn't make sense. You know, they say doing the same thing and expecting a different result, you know, they call it insanity. So are we insane? Really believing that the colonists are going to change their ways? Because we've been begging and asking and pleading. And really what happens is they have very little respect for us. And then what happens is other nationalities come here and they lose respect for us because we're begging and asking and pleading with another man for our God-given rights. It's our right to put together a state. That's our right. We have the right to do that. It's our right to govern our own selves. That's our right. We don't have to be governed by them. They're not doing a good job anyway. Look at the prices. Look at food. Look at all over the world. Look at the condition the world in. And this particular Morocco right now with them in charge. Remember, we were and are a part of the first people who ever walked the earth. So that entitles us as the owners. As we used to say, we the makers, the owners of the planet Earth. So if we're the owners, why are we not taking ownership? Now we have a way to regain ownership. We just got to be willing to put the work in. And I'm hoping, you know, and people being quiet, I'm hoping that they're quiet because it's sinking in and they're ready to make the necessary changes that will get the states in all the places that we don't have the states. That's what it's going to take. Then, as Brother Bay said, then we go to the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, present our case, let them know we taking back control of our land. We taking it back. And we have the right to that. They are the foreign entity. We no longer the aliens. But as long as we claim those labels, we're the aliens. And we're their subjects. And we're under their jurisdiction, which means they have power to do what they will with us as they've been doing. I'm tired of it. I've been tired of it. Just finding out there was a way to get from under it, and I jumped on it. I'm all in. I'm all in, all the way. I'm all in doing whatever needs to be done to get us all free, because that's what we need, to be free and live. Can you imagine the next generation grows up to see us in power, to see us the ones who determine what they learn, us protecting them. They don't have to be looking, reading books and seeing us learning about the Moors, not what we call so-called black history where they only take us back to the 60s and a few other things. No, the Moors, where it goes back thousands of years, where they get to learn their true history and how great they they are from the blood that flows through them from the ancestors. So we got, you know, we got work to do, but we just got to be willing to do the work. And the first part is letting go of those labels. Second part is watching those sessions, the impact sessions, you know, watching them. And for me, this is one more week I'm going to be doing this. This is next to the last week. And then it's going to be on to, you know, bigger and better things on YouTube, you know, still loving us, still caring about us, still informing us. It's just going to be in a different form, you know, because it's all about us. We have to take care of us. We already know no one else is going to take care of us the way we're going to take care of us. We already know that. These are things that we don't need anyone to tell us or to show us. We already know it. It's been proven. It's been proven that we've tried a lot of other movements. We've tried a lot of other organizations, all types of different types of actions to get what we've been striving to get. This is the only way that I see that we could get everything we wanted plus more. Because if you go on Peep Game TV and you look on one of the videos, you'll hear your now so-called president say, when he's asked about reparations for us, he goes into the Latinos is a better bet. You know, he goes into that. He goes into our brothers and sisters from another part. So he goes into that. So they totally dismiss us. Remember, part of it is you're not real. You don't exist. Part of the descriptions. So you're not real. You don't exist. You're just something that can be used for capital gain. You're no more than cattle. And I'm tired of it. And I believe everybody else is tired of it too. So if you're tired of it, show you tired and start doing what we need to do. Let go of those brother labels. Shaggy. Yeah, brother.
You know, yeah, real brother, quick. Brother. Yeah, real quick. You spoke about reparations. And under reparations, it's terms of repairing what was broken. Well, what the United States of America, through their legislative body, it did something to us, you know, that warrants repair. And so, but we have to speak out for ourselves what was done to us. But in order to speak that out, we must have that knowledge. But if you're still claiming based on the condition that broke us, then you'll never be able to properly to be repaired, because you're so broken that you don't think that you can be repaired. But once you have access to this information, and you can see for yourself how what they did made you be the way that you are now, not the way that God created you to be, not the way that your ancestors have always been, but what you are now due to what they created in a form of a de facto state through their legislative bodies.
That's how they did what they did. And now you have an opportunity to create what we call de jure states, which is over their de facto states. See, their de facto states is a facsimile. See, what they did, they literally stole our identity. They could never be us, because we will always be the first born in this civilization. We were the first people, like you mentioned earlier. We are what the blood that runs in our veins is the same blood that ran in the veins of the first people on this planet Earth. So we are the parents. They are the children. And regardless of how they were able to fool the parents, it will never change the fact that we will always be the parents. Now we must stand up because of this information that we have now and become the parents that we have always been. That's where we're at now. So we cannot allow all of what they have done to reduce us into thinking that we're their children. We're not their children. They're our children. We are the firstborn. And we must now stand on that fact, stand on that reality, stand on that truth. And I yield.
Thank you again, Brother Bay. If no one else has anything to add, we're going to call it a night, and we need 10 more subscribers, and we'll have the number that we need to go live. So, if you know anyone, if you haven't done it yourself, go to Peak Game TV on YouTube and subscribe. Or, invite a friend to subscribe. And as I said, scroll down, check out some of the information. You'll see the transition. You'll see from where we started to where, we at now. You'll be able to see. But it's always been about us and what's best for us. That's not going to change. The only thing changing is the information that is being brought out and the way in which we're going about making it happen. That's what changed. Now we have a plan. We have a solution to rectify all those things that has gotten us to where we at as a people, from murdering each other, to disrespecting each other, to not trusting each other. All of these things are symptoms from what was done to us, like Brother Bay said. So we have an opportunity to rectify those. But we first have to relinquish the labels, claim our nationality, study international law and history and domestic law, and we have to do that. And as I mentioned, start with looking at that AMPAC, AMPAC study sessions. Put that in. Start looking, people. Start watching it. Find some time, even if you watch 20 minutes. Then come back and watch the rest. If you don't have enough time to watch the whole video at one time, split it up. But this is for your benefit. If you're really truly tired of your conditions and you want to do something to make it better, then it starts with you. What we can do must start with you. That's all, I can't say it no better than that. With that being said, I want to thank Brother Bay. I want to thank Brother Miles. and all of you who took the time out of your day to listen. Special thanks to my brother Jay Sean and Dre for handling the production side of the show. I would like for you all to tune in every Monday to Dollar Dash from 8:30 to 9:30. Tune in every Tuesday to ABC of Finances from 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in every Wednesday to Sports at Night from 8 to 8:30. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in every Friday to Keeping It Real from 8 to 10. Tune in every Sunday to the Point of Impact from 7 to 8 p.m. Also, tune in to Grown Folks Talking by dialing 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. And as I said, go to Peep Game TV 556 and subscribe and check out the footage there. I pray to you, the creator of all things in existence, that you touch and renew every mind and heart that hears the vibration of my voice so that our hearts and minds and souls will come together and function as though we are one body. I pray that you bless each and every one of us with the spirit of unity, forgiveness, and the ability to put aside our differences so that we can work together towards the much-needed changes within ourselves and within our communities. For the sake of present and future generations, I pray with all of my heart that our Creator has planted something incredible in each and every one of us. With that being said, that we will carry with us from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. Anything that I said that was unclear or confusing came from me, and I ask your forgiveness. In closing, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love or care about just to see how they're doing or if they're okay. With that being said, may you all be inspired and motivated to begin your journey towards a higher level of thinking and self-awareness. Until our next encounter, have a great night. I love you all like I love myself. Go ahead and drop it, Jay.
Always been a little mathematician. Lately this cash is getting, got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't with a bitch with a bag. All my life they been trying to keep me down. All this time never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just said with the mayor and politicians, I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more, I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm a voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still unemployed. I know a fella who's trying to get void. Child support, the only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. With the jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really ain't came with a clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better myself. But all my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, make it out. No, no. No. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. down. First generation ghetto nigga. Whole world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Nigga keep shooting up the let out. Yo, I told the pit, I gotta get out. The shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like a face in a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the left, niggas, so they think they're ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself. This shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance. All pistons, fine. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seen rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy. So somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzed. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple. It's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap. I just fit to you. I'd rather that than an interview. Most days, fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is OA. All my life. Trying to keep me down. All this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down.